is waiting to pray with you right now. If you received a blessing from God this week, Pastor Jacob wants to share praise with you.
To reach the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Well, praise God. You found the Faith Line program coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto for the last time. Well, the last time in 2009. Welcome aboard. We're going to have some fun tonight, I hope. If you're a new listener, listen for a while before you make a judgment. We're here to bring you the love and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're here to keep you awake. Now that just makes sense, doesn't it? We don't want you falling asleep. And we're here to bring a little smile to your face if we possibly can. The whole crew is here with me. They're going to make some New Year's resolutions, I understand. Is that right?
Well, yes, we're going to share our New Year's resolutions with them.
All right, well, we'll talk about those in a while. And we've got Brother Kevin here. And we're going to... would you like a Pez? I've got this new Pez dispenser. So I can't eat them, but I sure like to dispense them. Would you like to have a...
Absolutely.
He wants one. But I'll let you take it and get that out of there. I can't. But it's a poo. You know how I like poo. Well, I like Mother... and Piglet the best. So do I. I should have said that right off. Let me see... Anyway, here we are, Turno de Noche, right here on the Faithline Broadcasting Network, bringing you the love and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I hope that you will stick with us. I have a question every week. I start out with a question. If you can answer the question, and it's a very simple question, pertaining to the program, of course, and you call 1-800-845-2162, I'll give you a free gift. So here's the question. When are we starting the Faithline Christmas celebration in 2010? When will start, what date will mark the beginning of the Christmas season in 2010? If you can answer that question, call 1-800-845-2162. Sister Tina is out there at the phones. And as you heard, Hezekiah Bolton is sitting out there at the big board, twisting those knobs, sliding those big sliders, and he's got his thumb right on the big red button out of the Faithline Broadcasting Network. Excuse me, also, well, you have a cough button. I know I do, Hezekiah, but... How do we forget that? Well, there it is. We're live. Each week, I ask you to help support the Faith Line so we can, you know, we've spent every dime we've had on Christmas. We've helped a lot of people, and we need to keep on going. This is our 16th year coming up. Can you believe that? And we have you, our listeners. We have one small, well, we have two small grants that that are regular, that we can depend upon. But the rest of it is all from you, our listeners. So I offer you something that I, you know, to encourage you to give this week. For a $50 donation, I'll give you Why Am I Not Blessed? Now, don't you want to know that? No, and so many text me on my phone. I'll give you the number in a minute. And ask me for prayer. They say, the Lord has forsaken me. He just doesn't hear me anymore. Well, this will answer the question, why am I not blessed? I'll send that to you. And I'll send you How to Survive in the Changing America. You want to know that one? This, things are getting difficult to survive in this country. And my favorite sermon that I've delivered of all time, Victory. Victory. That's what we all need, and it seems to escape a lot of Christians. I'm on Twitter a lot, you know. I ought to give you what you can find me there. B.R. Jacob. B.R. Jacob. And I watch these wonderful Christians come on, and they're praising the Lord, and they're quoting the Bible, but within a month or so, they begin to give me negative verses, and they begin to condemn other people. They just don't have the victory. They don't understand that God is in control. God still delivers, and God still answers prayer. Well, we have a man out there tonight that's back with his wife, and it looked like it was an impossibility. We have several others that need to get back with their marriages. And we're praying for them constantly. You can help us. Call 1-800-845-2162. Do what you can. If it's $50 or more, I know America and Victory. Now let's see what else we've got to do here. I'm going to tell you about our new toaster oven. Oh, that's a kick. But we'll get to that in a minute or two. I have to give you my text number. I'm kind of stumbling here tonight, but I'll get rolling. It's 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. You can text me at that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I think some people are a little bit astounded that if they text at 1 o'clock in the morning, it isn't very long, and I'm answering them. And I check my phone. I take my prayer ministry seriously. When you write to me, I would love to have your picture, because I like to look at it when I'm praying for you. I've got one of Alejandro. I've got one of Marilee. I've got some good ones that have been sent me just recently, but I don't have one of you. So I hope you'll do that. You can find me on the web. You can email me. It'll come right in on that phone. Hear it ringing? That's someone calling through. Oh, that's my little, yeah. That's one that is kind of a critic. We'll see what kind of message they leave. They don't understand modern electronics, you know. Here we go. Jacob@lifeboat.org. Jacob@lifeboat.org. And that email will come right to me on this phone that I'm listening to right now. And I will answer you. I will answer any message that is sent to me. All right, let's see. What else do we need to do? I'm going to talk to you tonight about approaching a new year and how we should do that to the best of our ability so that we won't get overloaded and maybe God will help us to get some of the things done that we look forward to getting done. We're going to talk about the gang and their goals for the new year, and I hope that we'll talk about some of yours. The phone number here in the studio is 1-800-845-2162, and it's pretty much ringing off the hook. And you can hear my phone is dinging. Every time it dings, there's Rick. Hi, Rick. I'll let you know how many texts I've received in just this short time. We've heard from Rick. We've heard from Nancy. We've heard from Marcella. We've heard from Michelle. We've heard... Well, he doesn't learn, that stalker. I'm going to have to... Lenita has wished us well. Scott has wished us well. Lisa. And that isn't... Is it? Let's see who that is. Some of my people at the blind school are listening. Is that right? I don't know. I got a message from him saying he was going to bed. I thought he was going to bed. Anyway, we're going to be here with you till 3 a.m. We're going to get rolling. We've got a lot of things to do. Don't be discouraged that Christmas is over and you feel let down. Look forward. We've got a whole new year to praise the Lord, a whole new year for God to bless us. Don't let the devil distract you into sorrow or grief or anger or fear. God is still in control.
I'm riding a big blue ball, and I never do dream I may fall, but I will. But even the day that I do, I will jump off and I'll smile back at you. I'm going to Jesus. I don't even know where we are. And they'll tell us we're certainly a star. Well, I'll take their word, I don't know. But I'm dizzy, maybe it's so. I'm riding a big blue ball, and I never do dream I may fall, but even the high must lay low. When I do fall, I'll be glad to go. When I do fall, I'll be glad to go. Oh, go to Jesus.
Your Faith Line is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms, and by donations from our listeners just like you. His blood has set you free. Are you having trouble getting free of those old drugs or that alcohol or pornography or marriage strife or financial difficulty? You need His blood has set you free. For on air, you can have it for only $6.95 plus postage. Call right now. His blood has set you free. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now. 1-800-845-2162. His blood has set you free.
Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of Your Faith Line, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads.
All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number? 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faith Line, and if this is your first time visiting us, well, just walk right in and pull up a chair and grab a little something, because we're going to be right here with you till 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial.
I got your bacon, baby, and I got your beans. Come on around to my house.
Ain't nobody here but me.
Come on around to my house. You find sympathy. Mom's gone fishing, Bible gone too. Ain't nobody there but me and you. Come on around to my house. Ain't nobody there but me. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're all here. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sitting right here.
Stop on by, drop on by, walk on by. Just get it, babe. Ain't nobody
here but me.
Well, that's not quite true, because we've got Kevin here, Hezekiah's here, Sister Renee is across the table from me, and she's praying. Sister Tina's out there fielding your phone calls at 1-800-845-2162, and the whole gang is here with me.
Well, it's about time you tell them that. I told you not to pick that song.
I know you did, Joe, but I like the beat. You know, I really do like the beat. Well, let's see. We got Teresa in Beaverton. She won. She knows the answer to the question. And here's Sam. He's in Los Gatos, the cats down there. And he wins the prize because he knows the answer. And then Milton... You know, Milton, you're probably right, but he must have left to show that one to Renee. Here you go. But I'm talking about, when are we going to start celebrating officially, celebrating Christmas here on the Faith Line? What's the date in 2010? And he backed it clear up to I think it was December the 13th of this year. Well, no, that's not it. Oh, let's see. I lost one page of my notes here. Here they are. So that question is, when are we starting the Faithline Christmas season in 2010? If you know the answer to that, call 1-800-845-2162, and we'll give you a gift. So let's see. What else can I talk to you about? Just very quick. Hi, Marcella. There's, hi, BJ. Oh, that's Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Get all these texts. I just love them. I want to say a couple of things to you. Because we're at the beginning of another new year. And the longer you live, the more new years that you see. But it's a time, I think, to review our lives. A time to make changes in our life. Now, I worked with a man one time who would make a long list of changes every year about this time. He'd start at the end of November, and he would make a list of all the things that he wanted to change in his life. He'd work on that list for weeks and weeks. He'd talk about it to you or me or anybody that he could stop for a minute. He'd say, see what I'm going to do? I'm going to change my sleeping habits. I'm going to sleep more at night. I'm going to clean my car every Saturday. I'm going to go to church every Wednesday and every Sunday. And I'm going to read my Bible through every year. And he would make this long list. Then he couldn't do it. Every year, he'd fail. Now, I'm not making him up. I knew that young man. When we try to change our lives, we have to do it slowly, and we have to do it prayerfully. Problem is that many Christians try and change somebody else's life. And I would share this with you. You can't change another person. You can only change yourself. And then with great effort and with the help of God. You have to do it bit by bit. James tells us in the first chapter, he says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Did you hear that? Last week, I talked to you about the laws of God. Now, he would make us prosper, but only if we give. He'd make us well if we take care of our brothers and sisters. For every single gift that he gives us, there's what the attorneys call a caveat. There's a hook. There's something that we have to do in order to get that blessing. He's telling us to persevere in James. Oh, I love the book of James. I'm saying that it will occur slowly. This might come as a surprise to you. I know that some would have you believe otherwise, but no one is lost in the world one day and an adult Christian the next. Now, have you ever seen that? People get saved, and the next thing, mostly, a lot of men do this. Sorry, men, but it's the truth. We get saved one day, and the next day, we get baptized. And on the third day, we want to be evangelists. We want to be out there on the front line. We've got a brand new Bible. We've never read the Bible. But we want to minister. We want up on that pulpit, don't we? I have people come to my ministry like that. They want to come right in and just begin to work, and they haven't grown yet. See, when we're baby Christians, we have to be fed on the milk of the Word. We have to grow. Just as this human child develops slowly over time, so must the newly born Christian. And listen now. An infant in the world, or an infant in Christ, must be protected from the world while growing up. Isn't that the truth? You know, we have to protect our children. They don't know right from wrong just innately when they're born. Some would have you believe that they do, but they do not. They don't know what's dangerous. They've left to their own devices. They wouldn't make it past age 5, would they? We have to protect them. Well, it's the same with new Christians when they're babies in the Lord. We need to disciple them. We need to teach them. We need to comfort them. We need to nurture them. We need to teach them to pray. We need to pray for them. We need to go get them and take them to church. Some will come to me and say, well, I got so-and-so saved. Finally got so-and-so saved. I said, what are you doing now for that person? Well, they're saved. I'm working on this other one now. If we don't nurture that child in God and take care of them, they will drift away and back into the world. We're going to talk about this war tonight and talk about how we should protect one another, and because Satan loves to attack new Christians. We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, let's listen to this.
Just a closer walk with Thee.
Yes, Lord, that's what we need.
Oh, hear my plea.
You are listening to the Faith Line program. Coming to you directly from 2 stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. And I'll be here with you until 3 a.m., so don't you touch that dial.
Hallelujah. Just a closer walk with Thee.
Oh, this is such a pretty one.
Dear Jesus, hear my plea.
Well, that Floyd can sure nails.
Let it be. Let on. Let it be.
Yeah, just let it be. Let it be, Lord.
Jesus is coming soon, I know that.
Well, yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Don't move around so much, you're going to lose your spot.
Just let it be, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just a closer walk with Thee.
Just a closer walk with Thee. Grand Jesus.
Oh, he hears you. He hears you, leader.
If you see me, Lord.
Hey,
oh, let it be.
He's looking right at you, you know.
Oh, hello.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Quit bouncing around like
so weak. And you're so strong. Yes.
Jesus, keep me.
Keep me, Lord. All day long.
You're going to drop that spotlight.
Unfold it on there for him. I'll hold it. He's dancing with Mother Trilla there. Oh, talk to me, Lord. Just once more.
Is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms, and by donations from our listeners just like you. God has designed us with a void inside of ourselves, a space that can only be filled with love. That's because God is love, you see. And some of you, well, many of us, look for love and cannot find it. We give love away, but it's not returned. We lie awake at night and wonder, where is the love that I seek? We know that something is missing. Something is not right within ourselves. What you need, dear one, is the love of God and the love of a loving mate. I have a CD called Love, just simply Love, and if you will get it, it will give you a roadmap on how to find that love that you so anxiously seek. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. It's only $9.95 plus a $1.50 donation to help us with the postage, of course, and we'll send it to you by return mail. Just ask for love. You will not be sorry when you do. Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your faith line, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests. And please, send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. 0067. Be sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome back to the Faith Line program, your personal light in the middle of the night. Oh, we're getting around. Well, our Twitter...
Well, so do I.
Well, I finally
know
got
you
on
do,
there.
Mother. I know you do. We've got email. We answer all our texts, and right now we're streaming all over the world.
Well, yeah, we get around.
Hello, Denmark. Hello, London and Cardiff, Wales. Hello, Down Under. Hello, Hong Kong. You know, I'll just have two out of column B. The Faith Line, coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto until 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial. Azusa, Cucamonga, Oakland, Hayward. Oh, we get around. Those guys, you know, they helped to just destroy the beaches. Oh, there he comes back again. I get a kick out of it. Anyway, Nancy has texted me, and today is her birthday.
Well, happy birthday, dear.
Well, you bet. Happy birthday there, Nancy.
Well, where is Nancy? Well, she's down there in Alameda is where she is, Floyd. And she wants me to play a piece of music for her. But, you know, we can't take requests when we're on the air at all. It's all done. I pick the music, and well, my wife and I do, and that's done on Thursday. So it's got to be before. If you're going to want something played, send me a text early Thursday and let me know what it is. And otherwise, I get so busy. You know what? Here I am at my age. I'm still working full time. And then I do this. And it takes full time. People say, well, how can you do that? And I tell them, I do it like this. And I just keep doing it. Now, let's see. And then here's the thing.
I don't know who this person is. Oh, the one from Haiti, is that right? Is that where you're from? I don't think I have your name yet. Let me look. Make sure. But don't worry about it. See, the main thing for you to do is to get yourself saved, get yourself lined up with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then go on from there. See, then you can worry about all these theological issues. But the first thing that you need to do is get covered with the blood of Jesus. That's the number one. All right. Yeah, I know who you are, and I think I know who you are. Yeah, I know who you are, and I'm talking about 916 there, right? I've got you in my phone, see? And then there's Mike. He has a prayer request. Let me see what it is. He's got some kind of there's a family that listens. I'm going to have to read that, Mike. Hang on, and I'll read it at the next break. Jerry, he's out there. He says hi to Victoria and Brother Floyd and Sister Tina and Sister Renee and of course, Mother Twilla. He loves Mother Twilla. Well, he is a wonderful boy, and I love him as well. And Patty, he wants to know if I'm going to have the Lord's Supper tonight. Yes, I am. That'll be at just after the 2 o'clock break. And then Bruce is out there. Marcella, she wants to know where the love train is. I think it's out there in the Dalles is where it is, or Hood River, one of the two. But we'll see if we can't get it here on the show. Again, let me know these kind of things about music on Thursday. That's when I put it together. And I won't remember it. I've got short-term memory loss. And I've got short-term memory loss is what I've got.
What kind of loss?
I don't remember, Mother. I don't remember. Michelle is concerned. Please pray for a girl I know that raises her kids atheists. Oh, well, we need to pray for her because her future is, whew, you just have no idea. Now, here's a lady who is desperately ill. Her name is Lovekin. You know Lovekin. And she says, Happy New Year to all Faithline family from Lovekin. We're winners in Jesus again. Now that's the attitude we need, and then we'll all be winners.
My mother told me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she passed away. Said, son, when I'm gone.
Don't forget to pray.
There'll be hard times.
Hard times.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows
better than I. Well, I soon found out.
Oh, I found out.
Just what she meant. When I had to hide my soul.
Just to pay the rent.
Talking about hard times. Hard times. Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Better than I.
Just coming out of one, or just going into one, doesn't it? That's okay.
I had a woman, Lord.
Oh, I had a woman, Lord.
and I lost my money.
She put me down,
talking about hard times.
You know those
hard times.
Hey, Lord,
who knows
better than I.
When we produce a new resource for the Faith Line, we give away several of them to find out what the reaction is going to be. This one has caused a furor. Why, that sounds just like my life. That sounds just like me. I remember that. This is a CD of my testimony. How not only did I resist God, but I ran from Him. How I felt like an outsider in the world. I call the testimony, the CD, A Little Bird Told Me. And if you'd like to get this one, it's only $9.95 plus $1.50 for postage. A Little Bird Told Me. You will not regret getting it. A Little Bird Told Me, $9.95 plus $1.50 for postage. Call 1-800-845-2162 and order your copy right now. Or write to the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067, and simply say, I want the little bird, and we'll do the rest. Your Faith Line is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms, and by donations from our listeners just like you.
Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faith Line, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests. And please, send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome. Welcome to your personal light in the night, the Faith Line program.
I have heard your voice. faith.
Be closer.
Drawn to thee, oh Lord.
Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer, Lord.
Nearer,
blessed Lord.
Oh, I gotta play that whole thing next week, that's all. Isn't that beautiful?
It says here in my Bible, I don't know what it says in yours, but sometimes we get people want to argue with me about my Bible. They'll say, you shouldn't use that NIV. I tell them I only do so you'll, maybe you can understand that because you have quoted NIV to me, but I'll switch to anyone you want, you know. It says, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. The only thing that can save us is the word of God. The problem is that we won't accept it, see? I was telling you earlier that Satan loves to attack new Christians. His job is easy. If the baby Christian doesn't change his ways, the word of God has all of the answers, you see. Let me read you something here. It says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the intelligence of the intelligent. I will frustrate. Oh, there's going to come a meteorite. Watch out. Well, we're going to predict when volcanoes blow up. Watch out. You know, and then they get so frustrated. The weather guesser can't even tell us when it's going to rain. They're wrong about 80% of the time, but God is always right. And he tells us that his word has all of the answers. God hasn't left anything out. I'm asked some of the silliest questions about the Bible. I shouldn't be like this, but it's the beginning of the year. We're going to turn over a new... I'm so tired of that devil attacking the body of Christ and the body of Christ falling for it. It's, you know, God hasn't left anything out of his word. It's all there for us, the guidelines of how to live. We can find out what we're supposed to do and what we're... And you know, most people know, have a little wine for your... stomach's sake, they know that one. And men know that women, wives, should obey their husbands. They know that one, see. Oh. We can find the changes that need to be made right there in the Word of God. But the baby Christian talks baby talk. You know how your little baby talk, you know how a baby talks like that? And a baby Christian, the mind has not yet renewed. They'll say things like this.
Well, I don't know. God's out there in the woods, too. I don't have to go to that church. God's out there.
You ever hear that? See, that's a mind that has not been renewed. And once we're saved and covered with the blood, Paul tells us the battle is in the mind. How about this one? Have you heard this one? I know Hezekiah's heard it. He's young, see. Young people use this one.
One beer won't hurt.
Ever hear that, Hezekiah? Yeah.
One beer won't hurt. No, that won't hurt me.
Yeah. That's like somebody with diabetes, the way I have it, you know, saying,
one donut won't hurt me.
We know better than that, don't we? How about, have you ever heard this one from a baby Christian?
I don't want to give up my friends. I might get them saved.
No, you won't, see. If you're a baby trying to get one of those heathen, don't call them heathen, just that's what they are. They don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
See? I don't want to give up my friends. Well, you're going to have to. If you've got, can I enlighten your pure mind here? If you have the same friends today that you had when you came to Jesus, and a year has gone by, there's something wrong. I tell you, I can remember all my friends running from me. And I couldn't figure out, where are they going? How come they're running? Well, it's because your light is shining. And it's shining on all of the evil things that they do, and you're making them feel guilty. Now, that's what's
I don't have time to go to church every week.
Oh, yes, you do. You got 24 hours a day just like the rest of us. KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's quickly now, before they
You are listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial.
God is a good God.
To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need a little love? Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Whoa! I'm so glad you joined us. I'm just delighted.
Well, you know, this morning when I got up, Brother Jacob, Milford was already up.
He was already up, and where he was in the kitchen?
Well, yes, and so I asked him, I said, Milford, how do you feel?
Well, what did he say, Mother? He's usually a little bit grouchy in the morning, if I'm remembering right.
Well, he said he never feels anything until around noon, and then he begins to feel like a nap.
You know, he's pretty much like I am, it seems to me. People get up in the morning, and I sit at the table, and they bring me a cup of very strong coffee. Yes, they do. And they say, how are you feeling? And I tell them, oh, God, you're feeling what you said. And that's about all I can do, Kevin, for about an hour until I get behind my eyes. Well, how are you doing, Joe?
Well, I'm doing all right. I had a wonderful week, but this wasn't it.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Well, praise God. We're preaching here tonight. I don't know what brought that on. But I feel this oppression on the body of Christ. We're my family, we're just, you know, I don't want to tempt the devil now, but we're doing just fine, thank you very much. You know, can we hang on to Jesus with all our might? And he's just blessing us on all sides. Every night we have our family prayer before we go to bed, and we're mostly praise and thanking him for what he's done for us. But my phone, my text ministry, I call it, is just filled with people having problems in their life and needing prayer. If you're out there and you pray, if you're one of the regular people who pray all the time, if you're one of God's people who pray three or four, five, six times a day, pray for those who contact the Faith Line that they be blessed. And before you pray for any blessing, pray that they would come to the foot of the cross and follow Jesus. That's the key. There is no other way. Oh, I know they'll tell you that salvation is like a big wheel and has a lot of spokes that lead to God. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. Tonight we've been talking about, so far, the mind that has not yet been renewed
will say things like, one beer won't hurt me, you know. Well, God is out here in the river. He made the river. He made the fish. I don't need to go to church. People say that all the time. They'll go to God and they want God to give them something. They want to treat him like a genie in a bottle. How terrible times are for their family, they'll tell me. I've got a new trick, you know, that I've got in text. I send them a hand holding a tithe envelope and dropping it in the plate, you know. So I send that off to them. But you can do that now by text, and they don't acknowledge even receipt of it. That's funny. Because they will say, as immature Christians, and that's what they are, is immature, I can't afford to tithe. Well, if you can't afford to tithe, don't expect God to swell your bank account. These are baby talk, see. It's baby talk, baby Christian talk, immature mutterings, with Satan right there to confirm. Are you with me? I hope you're with me out there. I feel that you need to hear this. That's why I put it together last night. God was talking to me to put it together. That's why I can't. You know, we've got a baby Christian that can't walk. They can only crawl, is what they can do. And they need to be watched over. You know, babies get in trouble. I watch them get in trouble. And part of being a Christian is exercising discipline, and we need to have discipline in the matter of our finances, don't we? We need to know what's going on. I know that Christmas has left some of you strapped. It shouldn't. I hear somebody out there just screaming at me, but I don't have a lot of money. Well, then don't spend a lot. And get the priorities straight, see? First, you've got to buy the necessities. Maybe some beans and some rice. And then you've, the next thing you got to do is pay the rent. And then the utilities. Then you can buy the potato chips and all the rest of it. But I don't have a job. Yeah. The devil has robbed you of that job. Now, what you need to do is to get into your church. And you need to get that body surround you and to pray for you. And you need to pray every single day. Can I have an amen out there? New Christians need the family of God around them. They're like little babies. They'll get pulled away. They'll get pushed away. They'll see something shiny out there in the world, and they'll go after it, and the devil will get them. They need to be protected through prayer. And they need to be taught by example. We need to be able to say to one another, I give to my church. And so many times, those who don't give will find an excuse for not giving. Are you hearing me? You know, I hope that I'm not offending you, but it's the truth. They'll find an excuse for not giving to God, but when big push comes to shove, and they're lying there flat on their back, and they need something, then they go to God. God is a very good father. He's the most perfect father in the universe, and he will not reward poor behavior. Are you hearing me? We need to teach by example. We need to march right in there. When the preacher says, I need someone to volunteer, we need to volunteer. If you wait for someone else to do it, two things are going to happen. That new Christian is watching you, and the other thing is probably somebody won't volunteer. Or the same person will volunteer over and over and over until they say, I'm tired of this. And then you'll have problems in your church or your ministry. God, I was telling my Kevin here that God treats a ministry in a very strange way. It's a wonderfully strange way. He sends people to us to accomplish a function. And when that function is accomplished, they move on. And we don't mourn their loss at all because we know God is going to send somebody else. How many baby Christians, how many Christians have come to your church and been saved and then slid back into the world? Be honest. Ask your pastor. And why did that happen? Why did that happen? Years later, you meet them out there in the world. You talk with them about Jesus, and there they are, still crawling around on the rug like a baby. They'll tell you, I love the Lord. I really love the Lord. I truly love the Lord. And then here it comes, here it comes. But... And then they make all the excuses. We'll get back to it, but we need to have some fun here tonight, too. But I've got to deliver this message to you because God told me to do it. Somebody out there needs to hear it. Maybe it's Raymond. I don't know. Maybe, let's see, what's this number here? Let me find this number. Just hang on a second. Maybe it's 650. Maybe it's that one. Maybe he needs to hear it or she needs to hear it. I don't know which it is. I don't know. But somebody out there needs to hear it, and God told me to preach it, and that's what I'm going to do. I'll be back right after this.
I just want to remind you of the Lord's wonderful creation.
I see trees that are green,
red roses too. I watch them bloom for meeting you, my Lord. Oh, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Babies cry.
I watch them grow, and I learn much more than I'll ever know.
And I think to myself,
oh, what a wonderful, wonderful world you made, Lord. Rainbow
so
are so pretty,
pretty
in the sky.
I watch the faces of
of the people passing by. I'd see the friends shaking hands,
saying, how do you do?
But what they're really saying,
I love you.
I love you, Jesus.
Red roses too.
I watch them bloom.
Just for you, Lord, just for you.
And I think to myself,
oh, what a wonderful world.
Power means the ability to be, do, or have whatever you want, as long as it is within God's will. Are you lacking power in your life? Then, if you are, you need my new CD, Holy Ghost Power. Send for it today. Just call 1-800-845-2162 and tell whoever answers the phone, I want Holy Ghost Power in my life. The donation is $9.95 and $1.50 for postage, of course. That's Holy Ghost Power. Call today. 1-800-845-2162. In fact, do it right now. Get the Holy Ghost in His power working in your life.
Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your faith line, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Your Faith Line is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms, and by donations from our listeners just like you. Now let's return to the Love Grotto.
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the
time that you lay down those burdens at the foot of the cross. I know it's difficult out there right now, but with Jesus,
well, now don't forget, happy birthday to Nancy and Alameda. Anybody else out there having a birthday? So close to Christmas. I know when you were little, they just said, we'll put the whole thing together. I knew a woman one time got married. What was it on her husband's birthday? And she did it on purpose. That way he never got anything. It was always something. Well, never mind. isn't life fun? I hope you have as much fun as I do. Or are you still out there pointing out the devil? Are you still doing that?
Well, you shouldn't be doing that.
I hear people saying that all the time. Well, are they talking to you? No, they're not talking to me, Mother. Here's someone. This is David. This is Big Wave Dave, and he's listening. He's been kind of gone for a while, but he's had people in the hospital and just had a lot of problems there. But he's made it through Christmas. His grandma, Judy, needs some prayer. All right, let's see. I'm going to get out of this phone. My friend Chris, he said, you sure like that little phone, don't you? And I told him, the only thing wrong with an iPhone is they don't make them in left-handed and right-handed, because I'd get one for both hands. I'd love them. Well, I would if I could. Now, we were talking about how the devil tempts young Christians, baby Christians.
Well, he certainly does. When you meet them out there after a couple of years in the world and they haven't grown at all.
Well, yeah, and they tell you, they say, I'm still drinking, but I meet a lot of friends there in the bar that I talk to them about Jesus,
They'll say things like that, will they, Floyd?
Oh, yeah. When I was out there on the street, I heard a lot of that stuff.
Well, then the conversation changes. They don't want to talk about the Lord too much anymore. You meet them after a long time. They've drifted away. They've never grown up. Kind of like some people in the world, aren't they? It fills my heart with sadness. I would, if I could, sit right astride of them, sit right on top of them, pin their arms down with my knees. I'm too old for that anymore. Now, wouldn't that be a sight? Hold them down and put some clarity into their lives. Tell them about how now you're out of the world, you're in the kingdom of God, He's your Lord. You're a child of the living God, and you have to grow up. You can't sit there and drink milk all your life. I have to tell them that faith obeys the Word of God. When we obey the Word of God, then God always gives us something. He doesn't give us something, and then we obey Him. See, that's backwards. These baby Christians out there that never grow up, the anger in their lives has no place there. Our lives belong to Christ. Once we've been redeemed, He paid for us. Listen to me now, this will scare you a bit, but it's a life for a life. He gave His life. Now He wants yours.
Our lives belong to Christ. They no longer belong to us. Our lives have been paid for with a price. Let me just say this to you. You belong to Jesus.
Well, I know, but I want.
Why that God wants me to tell you these things? I hope he's not going to take me home real soon. But you need to hear some of these things. Kevin, he's fallen asleep. Tina's fallen asleep. No, they're not. All of us who have accepted his sacrifice, that sacrifice that he gave on the cross, no longer have lives of our own. It doesn't matter what we want. Everything that we do, everything that we say, reflects on our Master and our Lord. He's watching. And other people are watching us. Listen to what James says about anger in a Christian. Oh, you know, well, I can forgive, but I can't forget, and all of that stuff. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Are you hearing me? For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. And here's the other thing. When we get angry, we can't get angry until we first judge something to be bad. And judgment belongs to God alone. God wants all of us in his kingdom to live a righteous life. Now, we can attempt it more and more each day to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And for that purpose, we have been called. And for that purpose, I've been called to remind you and all those who call Jesus Lord to come home to the kingdom of God, to come out of the world. So many Christians are indulging in moral filth. Oh, you don't like to hear that. There are some listening to me right now that indulge in pornography. There are some out there that are listening to me right now that indulge themselves in child molestation. There are some out there that have filthy language. There are some that have the greed of the world in them. They'll tell you this is the 21st century. Times are different now, Brother Jacob. I don't have to do that. I'm going down and get my belly button pierced. Why don't you take that money and give it to your pastor? Oh, no. See, I've got to save up and get that big tattoo on my back. Don't be so old-fashioned. God says to you, listen to me, God says to you, do not forsake the word of God that saved you. Don't be deceived by the perversion of the times. Listening to the word is not enough. Stick around. Boy, look at him turning off that radio, Hezekiah. Listening to the word is not enough. Each of us has to be a doer of the word. Ministers, you know, when I'm one, we hear this, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you, Pastor. I'm with you. Oh, I got to go to sleep now. I'm with you. I'm with you. Oh, yeah, I'll send a donation one of these days. Isn't that terrible? Don't be deceived by the perversion of the times. Listening to the word is not enough. We have to be doers. Those of you listening right now, each one of us in the Faithline family share the vision of love and hope. And we're dedicated to living as righteous a life as we can, as the family of God. Isn't that right? I have to break now, and be with me at about 2 o'clock, a little after 2 o'clock, and we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. But before we do, we'll finish this up and talk a little bit more about the babies in Christ and how to love them and how to nurture them and how to teach them and how to help them before our Lord comes. And brother and sister, He's coming.
Isn't it time for you to step up and take your inheritance in Jesus?
You say,
want to get over.
What are you going to do?
Let the world go by.
You are listening to the Faithline program. Where it's time. It's time to go out there to the kitchen and make another cup of tea. Or, you know, go over there and get some of those things that you like to eat. But you come right back and don't you touch that dial
to say.
If you can see you the way I can see. When you get back, I'll be sitting right here. My hair is all combed. My tie is on straight. My shoes are all shined. My pens and pencils are all in a row, and my Bible is open, dear one, because I want to pray for you today.
Long road, when the rains come and the winds blow, let your light shine wherever you go.
This world is ready and waiting.
To recognize, realize, you're the only one of you.
Come on now, step on up.
Step into your greatness.
Don't be afraid of the things that you
ride up
to. No one else can do what you do.
Have the way and
let your light shine. Let your love show.
Short ride
on a long road.
When the rain comes
and the winds blow,
let your light shine
wherever you go. Oh, God loves you so much.
Blood has set you free. Are you having trouble getting free of those old drugs or that alcohol or pornography or marriage strife or financial difficulty? You need His blood has set you free. For on air, you can have it for a donation of only $6.95 plus postage. Call right now. His blood has set you free. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now. 1-800-845-2162. His blood has set you free.
Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faithline, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized
phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads.
The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. Isn't it time that you were free? Give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Your Faith Line is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms, and by donations from our listeners just like you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules.
Dancing for the throne right now, you know, we ought to be just as happy.
Okay, Joe, that's enough. That's enough.
Well, it was enough before it started. I'll just turn it down. Hang on.
Well, I like the way to watch you guys dance when that's... You know, Joe, you got dancing so good, I didn't think you'd make it back over there to the board and turn it down.
Well, I didn't turn it down. Hezekiah did that for me. I was over there dancing with Victoria.
I saw that. Now, let's see. Here's... Oh, I see. Is that Hank? And Hank, he says he's having a hard time and needs prayer. We'll pray for you, brother. Write his name down. His name is Hank. He said if it wasn't for disability, he'd help more. See, there we go. Yeah, that's what I was talking about there. God makes no caveat to us, Hank. I don't want to run you off, but
God makes no caveat to us except that if we want his blessing, then we do what he says. If we want his blessing, then we do what he says. It won't work bad. Here's Ronald. God bless him. Ronald is blind and diabetic, and he just wants to bless everybody. We just love him. And no, he doesn't send a lot of money and doesn't send any. We just love him, that's all.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
Christmas is over for most of the world, but the Love Grotto Gang is determined to continue the celebration of love throughout 2010. I met with the exhausted crew in the Love Grotto kitchen late Thursday afternoon. Shall we listen?
Well, yes, my poor old feet are really swollen and sore.
Well... Pardon me. Well, but Victoria, you and Mother Twilla have spent a lot of hours standing at that sink over there.
Well, yes, and in front of that stove, this gang can eat more food than the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, walking the streets handing out blankets gives a guy an appetite. Well... Sitting in that bus waiting for you guys with no picnic either, boy.
Well, you know, you did a good job of it, though, Mr. Munn. I mean, Milford. You did a good job.
Our single mothers were well cared for. We helped the homeless and that rest home that we took everything to. Now let's keep the ball rolling.
We need some Faithline ambassadors out there in a lot of areas to help us. That's what we need, Brother Jacob.
Well, I think it'll be so much fun, and it will be a benefit to the local churches, don't you know?
I visualize ambassadors for the Faithline establishing Faithline chapters that would meet once a month or more often.
Hey! And then we could have gatherings once a year of all the chapters. Would you come, Brother Jacob?
Well, of course I would.
My goodness, what a revival that will be.
Each chapter, I'm just thinking now, thinking out loud, each chapter will get a charter and rules and bylaws. And let's see, they would socialize, pray, take part in local charity, and make wonderful new friends.
Oh, and as I said before, each group could help their local church.
Well, I pray that some come forward to volunteer as Faithline ambassadors.
Ambassadors for Christ is what they'll be.
Well, yeah, they'll have a lot of fun, you know, too, but will there be a uniform?
No uniform, but Brother Jacobs says that maybe we could have some grotto t-shirts and caps. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, will we have the secret password?
Well, if we does, could the password be love?
Sounds perfect to me, Milford. Perfect to me.
Now, Commander, are you really going to celebrate Christmas all year long?
Yes, Mother Twill, I'm going to give it a break for a week or two. And then I'm going to get right back at it. I just can't turn loose of the love that is around during Christmas.
Hey, I'll just leave the decorations up in the grotto corner of the Lavender Blue Deli Deli.
Not all of them, Ralph. Not all of them. A few string of lights and, you know, a small tree and the photo of Brother Jacob in the Santa hat.
Well, yeah, and leave those Christmas tree-shaped scones on the menu there, Ralph. Leave those scones on the menu. Well, thank you, Floyd. Those are my recipe, you know. I got them from my son Carlton, the master chef. Well, they is scrump-dilly-icious is what they is, Victoria. They is just scrump-dilly-icious.
I'm going to ask all of our listeners to display one Christmas ornament in their homes, just one blue Christmas ornament, and then this will remind us to keep the love of Christmas with us in 2010. I'm going to place mine high in the corner of the kitchen where we all see it every day.
What a wonderful idea, gracious leader. I think I'll put mine on the wall over the clock over there.
Oh, I will hang mine right over my bed there. That's what I'll do. Then Thelma and I can have a look at it.
Oh, I like this idea, Brother Jacob. I pray it'll catch on.
Hey, Brother Jacob. Already talked to the Morse Clinic, and they're going to hang one in the corner of the ceiling of their consultation room.
Well, this will help us identify one another as listeners to the Faith Line. You know, I pray that it will catch on with businesses so I'll know where to shop.
Oh, say, we could, you know, we could have blue Christmas ornament badges to wear.
Well, Floyd, we sure could. You have a fertile brain.
Oh, I have. I have a fertile brain?
Yes, you do. I don't know if it will catch on with our listeners, but I surely like the idea.
Oh, you have a fertile brain there too, Brother Jacob.
2009 was a wonderful year when you look back on it. Oh, yeah, there was a lot of attacks from the devil, but God brought us through it all.
I have heard so many young people saying that they would be glad when 2009 is over. It just makes me sad to hear it.
Yes, Mother, they are discouraged by the devil and wishing their wonderful life away.
Hey, I used to get that discouraged. Now I pray and take some positive action.
Well, yes, the devil can't win, but sometimes it feels like it, though.
Hey, well, I'm going to hang a blue Christmas ornament from the mirror of the love bus.
Well, now, there's an idea, Milford. I'll hang one from the mirror of our family car. One in my home and one in the car. That's for me.
Now, that's a great idea. If everyone did that, we could recognize one another while we were out and about.
Did everyone get what they wanted for Christmas?
Oh, I got so many lovely gifts. And you know, Commander, I love my sterling silver simulated ivory brutes the best. It was wonderful of you to get me that.
Hey, my favorite gift this Christmas was the gift of giving. Making so many less fortunate people happy was a wonderful gift to me.
Well, to us all, Ralph. That was a gift to us all.
Let me read you something here, can I?
Go right ahead.
I want to read from Luke, the 6th chapter, where it says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Do you notice how God always gives us a law and then a reward if we obey that law? Listen now. "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap.
for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
Whoa, yes, my leader. Those who simply pray for a financial blessing are poor, you know. Those who give are blessed.
I've noticed that, Mother. If praying was the answer, all those who pray would be blessed with financial blessings.
Hey, you have to obey what God has said in His Word.
Oh, you know, Joe, I loved love, so this year I is going to give away even more love, so I'll get more.
Well, yes, I need some advice about my life. Do I get that by giving away advice?
Well, I didn't think that would work, Victoria. I really didn't think that would work.
No, I don't think so either, Milford. I'm going to hang that blue ornament in our car the first thing when I get home.
Well, I might even have Lisa paint on the ornament. You know, the one on the side of the bus.
Well, speaking of the love bus, we have to organize our next great explorer.
I, for one, will be very interested to find out where you're going.
Hey, we're going to look for Lost Lake.
Well, I've told you, Ralph. Lost Lake is just over Lolo Pass.
Oh, we'll find it this time, Ralph.
Well, there you have it. Another chapter in the ongoing saga that the Love Grotto Gang calls life. Be sure to be with us next week when you will hear Mother Twilla say,
"Well, I only wish that it had a Velcro back."
Now play number 17 on that Sapphire Blue CD.
All right, now all you guys get in on this one and boom, boom. Joe, you run the board.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. I've laid my burden down.
You're pegging the meter, but you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Hallelujah. Well, let me sing a little bit. I love this song.
We'll go right in.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down.
Wonderful there, Mother, wonderful.
Hey, I feel so much better. Since I laid the little burdens down.
Well, I ought to do this one, I'll tell you that.
Well, and you're doing a wonderful job, Floyd, a wonderful job.
Yeah, he pegs my meter, but that's all right. Yeah, how about dancing one time around with me there, Mother Twilla?
Well, I'd love to, Joe, but now go slow. I'm not as young as I used to be.
Hey, look at him there, Floyd. They're really, well, you're dancing. You dance with me, Floyd. Dance with me. Hey, you're dancing and thumbing. You're doing good there, Floyd.
Boy, you guys are looking good. You're making me want to get up and dance. Well, come on, gracious leader. I think I will. I'm going higher and higher. Need to lay those burdens down. Going higher and higher.
Well, you're really begging the meter there, Brother Jacob. Maybe you should just back off from that mic or turn that spotlight down a little bit.
Hey, you can really dance, Floyd.
Well, you ain't doing so bad yourself.
Well, you're all wonderful.
Well, this has been fun. I like this one.
I'm going higher. Teach a lane. No curtains down.
Alright, now big finish, big, big finish.
As it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus.
are listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob.
God is a good God.
I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial.
God is a good God.
To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need a little love? Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right.
Well, praise the Lord. I was reading some of the notes of our phone messages tonight. Thank you all. I've got so many texts I'll be answering them when I get home. God is good, isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? We're entering a new year, so tonight, each hour, I have preached on the same subject, that we need to grow up as Christians. We're all making our resolutions. And the resolution that ought to be at the top of the list is that we grow up in the Lord, that we know you and I, as adult Christians, are dedicated to finding these lost babies in Christ and loving them. I'm talking about the ones, you know, you brought someone to Christ, or the body that you belong to brought someone to Christ, and then a year later you see them on the street and they're still babies. They have all kinds of excuses, but they're still babies. We need to love them. We need to nurture them. Finding fault with them isn't going to do you any good. It isn't going to do them any good. We need to teach them to study the Word of God that has saved them and show them the way to respect our Jesus. I'm going to finish this because God told me to bring it to you tonight. So if we don't make it to communion, and then we just won't make it, but we'll do it next week. But you see, I have to do what God told me to do. Our Jesus has set them free, and we have to show them the way to respect our Lord Jesus Christ. He set them free, free from the bondage of sin once and for all. Now there's the problem. You hear Albertina at 2:30 every Saturday night say that He paid for all our sins, all of our sins, but we don't believe it. We think there's more that we have to do, that God needs help to get us saved. We need to instruct them in the good news of the gospel. We have to show them the way. And the way that you do that is by shining your light on that path. Here's the problem: when you shine your light strongly on someone who's living in the shadows, la sombra. It scares them. It makes them feel guilty. And they run.
Don't let that deter you. Shine your light on the path, that path that leads to eternal life. Eternal life with all of the blood. When I get to heaven, you hear me say that so many times at the end of my bedtime story. There are so many promises that God has made to us, and he says that not only will he give us the desires of our heart, but he's, and that could mean anything. See, I want to be 9 years old and be back there in those years that were so wonderful for just a while, 1,000 years or so. But then he says that he has things to give us for those of us that are faithful that our minds can't even think of. Our eyes have never seen, our ears have never heard the music that will play there. Don't you join me and pray that all will be saved? That none will be lost to an eternal hell? God wants that, but you see, he made us free to have free will, and not everyone will choose to follow the path. I long to see the church pews filled with them. Lost babies coming home. Revival in this country. Every day I start my day with that strong cup of coffee I told you about earlier. And I open my little iPhone first to Fox News, and then to CNN News, and then to ABC News, and then to local news. And I read what's happening in the world. Here we are wanting these lost babies to come home. And they're walking into family dinners and shooting everybody that's there. They're trying to crash airplanes. Mothers are killing their children. Children are killing their mothers and their fathers. Up here in the Northwest, we've had 6 police officers, 4 of them shot and killed. 2 of them I don't know yet. They were wounded just a day or so ago. The devil is horrible. That doesn't touch you. How about the little toddler down in South America whose father pushed needles into its body? So many needles that the doctors have spent a long, long time trying to get them all out. Now, if that isn't the devil, what is it? Hear me. So when we go out into the world and we meet one of these lost babies and we bring them home, I call them babies because they're just learning to walk on that path that you and I know so well. Learning to speak the language of God, not sitting always in prayer and saying, I want, gimme, 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 but talking to God as they would talk to the most perfect Father in the universe. And growing closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could help them grow closer to our Lord? I'm talking about them exhibiting their faith as you do now. No longer polluted by the world. if you look at this world, I don't know if you would share this with me or not, but when I was young, when I was a kid, I loved to play Monopoly. Oh, I loved to play it. And I remember when my wife and I first got married, she loved to play Monopoly. And she asked me why I didn't, and I told her because I live with it every day. Every day, the world is filled with those that are trying to own everything on, and they don't care who they hurt. Time passes. And here we are now, almost at that time when we dump the board on the table and redistribute the wealth and start a new game. We're polluted by the world. God, those who give a lot, I have that verse written down here somewhere. Let's see if I can't find it. We need these young people, these old people, to become part of the body of Christ and help with our good works. There are people out there tonight. We were just down during the break to let our little dog Ruby walk. We went up to the surface and out to the front of this big building, and there's two fountains up there, and the water is starting to freeze. And there are people out there living in it tonight, freezing. How many people froze to death back in the Midwest in that big storm, 1920? Most of them, I would believe, would be older people who no one cares for anymore. Homeless people and young teenagers that have been thrown out of their home. What are we doing? We're not doing it. The devil is doing it. But we have to come together and become part of the body of Christ and help with our good works. We need to get these people to help us. Listen closely now. I do not believe in a silent faith. I don't believe that a silent faith can save. I heard a great painter say one time, because he goes into bars and entertains, and he said, "I'm a silent witness." Okay. Too many today hide their faith because they don't want to offend. How many that are listening to me right now say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas? It's our holiday. They don't want, see, people don't want to offend the world, but the world is headed for hell. Are you hearing me? We've got Christians out there satisfying themselves while others go hungry. Yes, I know you're losing your home. There are those that never owned a home. Renee and I were talking while we were letting our little dog run down there, that there are those that don't give their first fruits to God. They steal God's tithe. But the truth of the matter is, God owns it all. If you walk with Jesus long enough and you get old enough, you'll see that everything in this universe belongs to God. Nothing belongs to us. We look out there at the moon. The moon is beautiful out there tonight. We made it to the moon, didn't we? And what did we do with it? We littered. We left a bunch of junk up there. God made that beautiful moon. We can't make it. We steal God's tithe and claim to have faith in the Lord, but refuse to do His work. I wonder, will this sort of silent faith save one from judgment? I don't think so. My Bible says that God's word, I'm talking about, tells us that such faith without action is dead. Dead faith, dead souls. Dead faith, dead souls. Why dead? Because God will not honor it. Every time He gives us a law, He tells us what our reward is to be if we obey it. That's my point here tonight. And what we need to do, you and I, we need to change our lives. That list of resolutions that you're going to make, or I hope you're going to make, keep it short. None of us can do it all. You've known someone who said, I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to lose 50 pounds, and I'm going to save money, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And they make this long list, and they fail. Just pick one thing. I'm not saying that works alone will save. I'm not saying that at all. Nothing saves except the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith and action are required by God, though. They're two banks of the same river. Both are required of us to please our Almighty God. We can't just have faith when we need something from God. And then, you know, I want that so bad, I'm willing to pray for it 6 times a day and tell Him, oh, I believe, Lord, I believe, I believe. We have to pray during the good times as well and thank Him. Faith and action. Both are required of us to please our Almighty God. You know something? We've been chosen. You and I, let's get down to it, have been chosen to be foster parents to those that have drifted away. Week after week, I come here to throw out the faith line, to help save those that are drowning in a sea of sin. Foster parents should then help them to mature. We have an obligation. How many Christians do you know that were pulled on board the lifeboat? See? Are you with me? Out of the ocean of sin, they were pulled onto the lifeboat. And some sit there and whine about how wet they are. And others will sit there and glorify the one that saved them. See, tonight what I'm saying is to make a note on that list of resolutions, to grab an oar Let's go to work. Let's help them mature by being mature ourselves and to teach them the Word of God. Maybe we can teach them by example. What do you think? Maybe we should learn the Word of God ourselves. What do you think? Huh? So many want to be ministers and they don't even know the Word of God. We know that they believe in God, but that's not enough. You know that, and I know that. In James 2, it says, "You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." Erwin, we're not justified by faith alone. We have to climb up out of the sea of sin, which is the world, and into the lifeboat. Be nurtured ourselves. Be fed by the Word of God. And then grab an oar. And throw out the faith line to someone else. Once we've matured. In James, the second chapter, the 26th verse, we're told, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." We can proclaim Jesus and all heads will nod. We can praise the Lord and all heads will nod. We can ask for help. And only a few will stay. You want a good resolution for 2010? Resolve to help someone come back to God. Find one of these babies in Christ that are drifting away and nurture them back into the flock. Tomorrow, well, today really, when you go to church, ask your pastor, "How can I help? I'm tired of sitting there in that pew and doing nothing." Don't make a great big list. You'll never do it. And start by giving. You want love? Give love away. You know a Christian out there that says, "Oh, I don't have any money." It's because they don't give any to God. "Oh, I don't have any friends." It's because they don't give friendship to another. "Oh, nobody loves me." You heard Floyd there tonight. He's going to give away more love because he wants more love. He understands. I were kind of run on and on here tonight, didn't I? I don't do it very often. The last 2 weeks I've had to because God told me to do it. It's a whole new... You know, we've got half of the world around... it's watching for the... What calendar is that? The Mayan calendar or the Aztec calendar or something? That says the world is going to end in 2012? They're all worried about that. Remember Y2K? People back there in the Dark Ages were worried about Y1K. God will determine what's going to happen on this planet. We, you and I belong to God. Do you know that? And He is in control. Have hope, you know. Keep the faith. And don't worry. And the reason not to worry is because ours is the kingdom of God. I ask you this now. I'm sorry to put off our communion until next week, but I've had to do it. Until we meet here next week, be assured of your future and rest in the precious arms of Jesus, our Lord, and help someone to help another. Will you do that? Please.
Sometimes I think about life and I believe that our childhood is what heaven is going to be like.
Long ago.
Far away, life was clear. Close your eyes.
You are listening to the Faith Line program, where it's time for that clock on the tower to toll. And dear one, soon the trump will sound and Jesus will come to take us home. Are you ready?
Everything you know. Remember when you're sad and feeling down. Remember.
Oh, just remember.
Turn around. Remember. Life is just a memory. Remember. Close your eyes and you can see. Remember, think of all that life can be. Remember,
remember.
Dream, love is only a dream. Remember.
And trains and Barbie dolls and jacks. Remember, remember. Love, looking forward.
Dream, love is only a dream. Remember.
So many of you have written to tell me how you love the frogs as much as we do. So Joe has put them on a CD for you, only $12.95 for
I think it's 90 minutes or 45 minutes. I don't, whatever fits on a CD, you've got our Grotto Frogs. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. Only $12.95 and $1.54 postage, of course. And you can fall asleep to those frogs every night like we do. Yes, dear one. We know that God is going to pull this great country of ours out of this financial crisis that we find ourselves in. But right now, the ministries in this country are suffering. Donations are down. In the case of your Faithline, they're down by over 50%. But our bills go on. We have to pay for airtime, and oh, it's expensive. We have to pay for specialized phone lines and for satellite time and printing costs, and I could just go on and on, but the bill never stops. And we have no large organization behind us. We have just you, our wonderful listeners. Won't you go over to the phone right now and pledge to help each and every month to keep us on the air? Oh, I want to stay on the air. 1-800-845-2162. Just tell us what you can do as the Spirit leads. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Your Faith Line is supported by the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, where they treat the cause of your health problem and not just your symptoms, and by donations from our listeners just like you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. You look wonderful.
Life can be so beautiful.
In knowing Jesus.
Life can be so marvelous.
In knowing Him.
Life can be so wonderful.
Oh, so wonderful.
And knowing Jesus, because His love,
listen now,
can cover,
listen,
all of our
sins.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed tonight as much as I have. I couldn't believe it when the Lord told me that I was to deliver that message. But it makes sense. You know, everything he does makes sense. We're right at the beginning of a new year. We need to make some New Year's resolutions. It's obvious if you look around. We can't continue the way we're going. Oh, when you follow Jesus, he will bless you in every area of your life. I know some don't believe that, but he will. See, what they want is they want some kind of a genie to put like a pot of gold on their kitchen table. Well, he won't do that. But if you follow Jesus, he'll open a door that will lead down a tunnel. At the end of it, there's their pot of gold. You're looking for a woman or a man that you are going to marry. You are aware, I hope, that on this planet God has made one for you. One. Every one of us meets that one at least once in a lifetime. And that, I call that the silver bullet. When that happens, don't ignore it. I've had men and women sit in my counseling room and say, well, I don't know. I'd like to marry her, or I'd like to marry him. But, you know, what if something better came along? What are they talking about? You can find these people when they're 60 years old, 55, 60 years old. They're the lonesome ones. They're the lonely people on the planet. I do a lot of tweeting on Twitter. I haven't done it this week because I've been busy with the Lord's work, but you know, I look on there and I see a lot of people calling themselves, I'm Super Dad, and this is the way they describe themselves. A lot of the women call themselves Diva. Have you noticed that, Hezekiah? Oh, you know, we're not superstars. Even if we are superstars, there have been a few. Like Frank Sinatra. Now, he was a real star. But guess what? He's dead. And all the millions of dollars that he made, all of the beautiful pieces of furniture that he had, which are out of style anyway, wouldn't fit in that coffin, you know? And the only important thing to him, I would imagine, at the end of his life, was, is there somebody going to get me out of that coffin? I've been real blunt with you here tonight. I've had you, and let you look behind the scenes at Brother Jacob's mind and how he thinks. But I want to talk you into taking all your spiritual worth and betting it on Jesus and letting him spin the wheel. If you put it, if you're a lady out there and you put it on your looks, you're going to lose. You will lose. If you're a man and you put all of your spiritual wealth on your ability to make money, in the end, you're going to lose. If you're a mother or a father and you put all of your spiritual worth on your children, well, you're about half right. With the other half, you're going to lose. there are people out there that are my age that I talk to, and they're so upset that the world is changing. They wanted the world to stay the way it was when they were in their 20s. And they asked me, some, mostly, they just want to tell me about how bad things are now. But some of them will say, well, you don't seem to be upset about that, Brother Jacob. Why aren't you upset? Things have changed so much. And I tell them, life is like a ride on a roller coaster. You climb on board your little car, and off you go. And behind you, there's another car coming. And then your ride is over, and things change. And the next ride comes. Are you with me? Things change. Every generation, things change. And that's not a bad thing. If you feel it's a bad thing, read Ecclesiastes again. And it'll tell you all about it. I only have time to tell you a story. I'll be back with you next year, too. Lord willing.
Think about a lullaby.
Baby, close your eyes, don't cry.
Think about a lullaby.
Let me sing you off to sleep.
And I'll tell you a story.
Let daddy pray your soul to keep.
It's safe here with your mom and I. Think about a lullaby. All right now, no more excuses. Time for you to go to sleep. Pull those covers right up underneath your chin. Make yourself real comfortable. Reach over there and grab that teddy bear or that long pillow or whatever it is that you hug in the night. Close your little eyes and I'll tell you a story. Christmas was a wonderful time when I was a kid. Christmas morning, we would get up early, real, real early. But no matter how early we got up, the parents were already up. And we sat in a chair. We couldn't just grab a present. They had to be handed out. My mother would decide which one. And one of us kids would have to hand that one to somebody else and then stand there and watch them open it. Well, what we wanted to do is go over and open ours. One at a time. When we were through, the whole floor was covered with wrapping paper and little cards and ribbon and all manner of detritus. And then we had to clean that up. And then the family started coming over, and my mother would be busy cooking, and my dad out in the garage. And us kids, we didn't know what one of our gifts we should play with first. We got a lot of toys, we thought. We got two or three. My brother got a Hopalong Cassidy cap gun. He'd wanted that for so long.
Oh, look what I got. I got my Hopalong Cassidy cap gun. And, you know, oh boy, I got a holster and a belt for it, too.
Well, if you want, you can wear my cowboy hat when you play with that gun.
Boy, I can't wait. Dad, show me how to put the caps in it.
Well, my mother was still cooking and planning meals. She had received a brand new electric waffle iron, something she'd never had before.
Well, let's see, Father. I can make strawberry waffles, and I can make waffles without strawberries and some maple syrup. I can put a strip of bacon in each waffle. I can make blackberry waffles with my own jam that I put up last year. Oh, I need some eggs. I've got to go down to... Is it anything open? Can I get some eggs?
Well, I'll get you some. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to transfer my gear into my new fishing tackle box.
Now, for me, I didn't get the X-Acto knives that I wanted. I think somebody knew that it just wouldn't be any good for me because I wasn't good at anything that required me to use my hands like that. But you know what I got? I got a microscope. Yeah, it was just a cheap old thing. It was made out of cardboard mostly and celluloid. But the thing about it was it worked.
Oh, thank you. A microscope. This is the most... Wait till Miss Hampton, my teacher, hears that I got a microscope, a real microscope.
And I got slides, and I got slide covers. I got something they called a fixative, and I got a feather to look at. So I took it all into my bedroom, and I cleared off the top of a low dresser that I had there, and I set it up. I was going to be a scientist, and I looked at that feather.
Boy, look at that feather under this high power. Look at that. My goodness gracious. I didn't know that these feathers were made up of little feathers that are attached there like that to the... What did you call this, Mom? What did you call this?
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, this thing that all these little hairs are attached to on a feather.
Well, that's the quill. You know, in the old days we used to use those as ink pens.
Well, I got to go over to the pond, you know. That's what I got to do.
Now, you don't go anywhere. You sit right there for a while. So I sat and I looked at a hair. I pulled a hair out of my head and I put it under there and I looked at it and I was fascinated. I pulled one out of my brother's head.
Ew, he's killing me, he's killing me.
And I looked at it, and they looked pretty much the same. But they look different than they do when you just look at them on somebody's head. So eventually I got away, and I walked over to the pond with an old mason jar, and I got some water, and I brought it home. I put a couple of drops on a slide, and put a cover slip on it, and I looked under my microscope at that.
Wow, man, there's little beasties in here. There's little animals in there. I'm going to have to ask Miss Hampton what are those little beasties that are in that water. Look at that. Look at that. They're just swimming around. You know.
And I spent half of the day looking at that pond water and being amazed. I wanted to look at everything. I looked at pieces of cloth. I took one of my fingernails and clipped it and looked at it under there. I looked at pieces of paper. I looked at everything.
Whoa, look at how big this print looks on my microscope. Boy, I'm so glad I have this microscope.
I want to play cowboys with my new cap gun. You're just looking at that old pond water.
Well, look at it. There's little beasties that live in there.
But eventually I had to give in. I put on my Roy Rogers belt and holster, and we went outside. We got our stick horses, and we rode around the yard. I used some of my brother's new caps. You know, it wouldn't be PC today. It wouldn't be politically correct at all. But we had fun. We shot one another. We rode our stick horses around the yard, and we shot one another. We hid behind trees and shot at one another. And then we had a fast draw contest.
Oh, I won.
No, you didn't. You were second. You were dead before you drew your gun. That's the truth.
And we fought over it. We ran out of caps finally, and then we had to say, bang, 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 bang. Now, what are you boys doing out there making so much noise? You know, the neighbors are trying to rest. It's the day after Christmas. Well, we played and played till my brother got tired and had to take his nap.
And finally, oh, I got to escape and get back to my microscope. My brother was busy whining until he fell asleep.
I need more caps. Won't somebody give me more caps? He used all my caps. I didn't have any caps. How come he gets to use my caps and I don't ever get to use his?
Well, that Christmas I learned something. I learned how beautiful God's tiny world is. I knew his sky was beautiful. I knew his stars were beautiful. I knew that his flora was beautiful and his animals were beautiful. But I didn't know there was a tiny world, a little microscopic world. Little tiny creatures that live in it that were so beautiful, so symmetrical, and so fascinating. That fascination has stayed with me. And I own a microscope of my own now. Oh, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but I can look at pond water. And I can look at human hairs. And I can look at leaves and tiny little bugs and things like that. You know, and when I get to heaven, I want a real microscope. One of those, you know, they use like the electron microscope. I want to look at everything. I'm going to ask a God if I can even look at a leaf from the tree of life. Oh, and if you're there and you want to, I'll let you take a peek. Good night.
Think about a butterfly. Think about a lullaby. Think about a cloud in the sky. You can count your little sheep, but baby, you got to go to sleep. And baby, please don't you cry. Think about a lullaby. Think about a lullaby.
It's time to let you go. Time to say goodbye. There's no more excuses. No more tears to cry. There's been so many changes. I was so confused. All along you were the one.
We've reached the end of another Faithline program, but the work of the Faithline goes on, and this is Brother Jacob. I want you to remember that our lives are not based on hope. Our lives are based on faith. Faith in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, His precious blood on the cross. And until we meet right here, the same time, same station next week, remember, God loves you, and so do I.
This is Michael Carr asking you to be sure to tune in again next week, Saturday night, Sunday morning, at the same time, for another Faithline with Pastor T.L. Jacob. Send your prayer requests and offerings to The Faithline, P.O. Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And remember, this mighty outreach of hope and love would not be possible without the prayers and financial support of our listeners.